football on off the ball.
For Arsenal, it's a sickener. I mean, there was a lot of optimism, wasn't there, around that? You know, you could see the fans getting excited. I saw some footage from the Box Park of the fans really getting on it. City, their old hands are going to Wembley.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Myself and Off The Ball's Dara Smith-Nocton are here in the home of Leinster Rugby down in UCD to chat to some of the School's Cup living legends in Gary Ringrose, Jack Boyle and Jack Conan to get their thoughts a little bit around the tournament. But first, let's maybe take them on a little trip down memory lane. How are you, lads?
Cool. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I've got something to kick us off just to jog people's memory of the Senior Cup.
Josh Murphy, number 8, tackled by Thomas.
Oh. She hadn't put any weight on his size.
It was good fun being that fast.
Yeah, shit.
Nasty, aren't you? Is that CK?
Yeah.
She's a big card from CK these days, isn't it? Absolutely slotted her.
Yeah. How much of that do you remember?
All of it. Now just watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you remember the kind of highlights of it, I guess. But yeah, it's funny looking back. It's a while ago now. Exactly. 2013, so is that 12 years ago? 13
More
years ago.
13. Yeah.
Still have the kick and tee.
I'm not sure if I have that one, but yeah, I'm there if needed. But sure, the lads are good enough now. I'm off the hook of other things I need to work on.
Tell us about that day, because obviously you'd come through school playing scrum half. I think I read that you were playing C's maybe, or you were dropped down, and then you made your way to that day where I think it was an injury that let you into the 13 shirt for that cup final.
So school was kind of mixed like that, but always enjoyed it and loved playing rugby, and things kind of clicked and came together that final year in school. So yeah, I remember being pretty nervous on the day, but it's a special occasion in terms of playing in front of that many people in the RDS, stuff like that's a big deal, and to win and beat St. Michael's was special too. So good old memories for them from that day.
You talk about the rivalry there, lads, Blackrock Michael's, that obviously characterises a lot of these competitions. How big is that when you're in it?
Yeah, it's a big old deal when you're in it, yeah. And then it's funny because when you're in here, you're all mates. You forget about it straight away. But at the time, when you're in it, because you play each other in friendlies during the year, it's always kind of a one-up maybe. But then it all comes down to then on the knockout, wherever the schools meet on the day, whether it's in the final or before. So it's a big enough deal.
Yeah, usually Rock get the better of us, especially over the last few years. But I was actually on the team that beat Rock in the Cup for the first time, so it was pretty special.
Jared's man over here wants
to.
That's my biggest rivalry, like.
Horace Riding.
Can't tell.
Do you want to see your highlight reel?
We've gone steadily downhill since school.
Oh my God, your hair is so bad.
It is.
It's the one
hand.
Oh, the celebration is so bad.
You should have put that one out. Like.
Look at this.
Back to the forwards. Back to route one. Back to that
little
Jack Boyle.
Well,
keeps going.
Oh,
Rock McBoyle offloads it to Will Hickey. Lee Barron.
Oh, there we go.
Has he made it?
Two tries for checking 2 minutes out.
Jack, here's you celebrating.
That's actually AI, that's not me.
Oh, I was saying to him before, I remember being at that game.
That is shocking.
That was a big day, do you know what I mean? Like, obviously,
yeah, I remember
small
being
school.
At that game, yeah. It was,
are you alive? Are you?
It's only been 2 years between me and Ringer. Like,
what year was it, if you were in fifth year?
2010. It was turned 2010?
Yeah, so I was in second or third year.
Do you remember him?
Don't lie to me, Ringer, sorry.
I do, yeah. Remember Jack and Steve Crosby? There were two good players for Jared's at the time, and it was a disappointing day as a Blackrock supporter.
What was it like watching as a supporter before you got into the depths of playing yourself, like the build up as a fan? You see the amount of kids who go to these, like, what was it like to
witness?
Yeah,
it's exciting. You usually finish school early, getting the bus and out to Donnybrook, So yeah, it's a bit of crack from that perspective, and then obviously everyone's in their jerseys and stuff, so it's yeah, it's cool.
I suppose it's different when I was in school, like I suppose when then my time came around and we had a few bit of success against, I think when I was in fifth, we beat Turner and then Blackrock and lost Michaels, but like huge days for the school because we'd never really, I think the best we'd ever previously gotten to was a quarter final, and then we made two semi-finals in a row, so it would have been huge for us back then. Like obviously very small school, 70 odd in a year, you know, 30 odd girls, 40 odd lads or whatever it was. So yeah, big days and big memories and things you look back on very fondly now.
You weren't originally a rugby player really though, you were a big Gaelic footballer and
yeah, I hadn't played till I went into secondary school, so yeah, it was terrible when I like started out. I was playing like tight head prop and absolutely hated it in first year. It was like, now you never got to touch the ball, you were just running around in a boggy field in Bray, and it was I was like, my god, this is why the head lads love this so much. But then it took a bit of a growth spurt and everything else, and then slowly moved my way back, and then, you know, I suppose as you grow up and start making more friends and you enjoy just hanging out with them and those kind of special days, so that's when I kind of started enjoying more come second year, third year and stuff. So definitely wasn't love at first sight when I started playing Gaelic football for years, and that would have been would have preferred doing that, would go and try and choose Thursday, whatever it was, and you were like, this is far more enjoyable than playing rugby in the mud, getting absolutely hammered in a scrum, like, so yeah, no, it was good.
Quote here from one of your soccer under 14s, under 12s coaches that says,
this could be wild, go on.
He was like a Mick McCarthy, big, strong, uncompromising centre half. What moment did you decide, no, I don't want to go forward with the GA or the soccer, I'm going to stick to rugby?
I don't know, I think that might be embellished a little bit, like now by, I don't know, that's Colin Mulligan who said that when I was years ago, but I played football as well, and I liked that as well, and that was another joy, but I probably didn't get like a real grow for rugby till I was 16, 17, and then kind of you start making underage teams, and then you're thinking, you know, I'm not sure at this, and then I was fortunate enough to have some good coaches and good people around me when I was younger, like Tony Ward and Eric Miller and stuff, who were kind of backing me up and, you know, saying I had a bit of a shot at this if I keep on going well. So I probably didn't think I'd ever make a crack until I actually got into the academy, because I was left school, I was in the Sur Academy, I got dropped by the 20s at one stage, and then I'm coming back, and then did all right. So yeah, it's worked out all right.
And Jackie, you were coaching pretty recently with Michaels as well. Can you tell us a bit about that experience and being back in there as a pro player?
Yeah, obviously it'd be a big tradition, lads, to come back and help out with coaching, and probably in Rock as well, but definitely in Michaels. So and so yeah, enjoyed it. Started off, you know, with the first years, and slowly made my way up to coaching the seniors and helping out there, and yeah, loved it, really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Did you have any success when you were there?
We got to final, yeah.
That's pretty good.
More than you, anyway.
Didn't win
it? No.
Talk to us about Brother Herbie. The Junior Cup last year, an absolute phenom. Was it four tries in the final?
Yeah. It was actually a brilliant team he was on. There's, you know, probably five or six of them that we play with the seniors this year, so just a bit of a freak year, and yeah, he's slowly making his way forward to the front row, but he started off the back row and pretty similar to myself, moving forwards in TY. So
TY,
do you have any videos of him playing? Might be a bit more interesting than your highlight.
But do you get any videos?
They're on tape, videotape.
Oh, right, okay.
What was the bigger deal to your family last year with the amount of rugby going on? Was it him winning a Junior Cup and scoring four tries, or you debuting for Ireland and then a URC win?
Definitely.
My parents were pretty busy because he was obviously captain and stuff, so I suppose organising, you know, post-match functions and that kind of thing, so probably he took up a good bit of the time.
Does that show how big of a deal schools rugby is when you're in it?
Definitely, yeah. I suppose it's the biggest thing in the world when you're, you know, playing for the Senior Cup team or Junior Cup team, whatever it is. So I suppose the feeling that Herb felt last year, I can definitely resonate with it. So yeah, just, you know, enjoy supporting him and watching him, you know, enjoy it as much as I did when I was in school.
Gary, I believe you had some kind of career changing advice from AJ McGinty while you were playing for Blackrock. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so AJ was a great coach, and he definitely helped me kind of love what I was doing and enjoy it as much as possible and have as much fun as I could in school, and tried to hold on to those lessons even now still today. So we played against him now and stuff, so and he's had and having some career himself. But yeah, I guess you don't, it's a big deal at the time and in school, and you kind of carry stuff that happened, whether it's experience, advice. In school you carried it the whole way, so even though it's whatever 12, 13 years ago, that would have been even longer, still kind of remember it, and it's pretty clear.
Is there other lessons you took specifically from school's rugby that you carry today?
No, the big thing would be, Jack touched on it, kind of the connection with mates and trying to enjoy it as much as possible. It'd be tough when we're talking about the pressure the kids are under in terms of playing in bigger crowds. It's a big deal with the rivalries and stuff, knockout games, but trying to find a way to enjoy it as much as possible. And the same in here, kind of under pressure each week to try and perform and win, but you got to find moments to enjoy it as well.
I've always wondered, how do you keep a rein on your expectations? Because when you're in schools rugby and you're winning and you're on a senior cup team, you feel like the top of the world, I can imagine. But then you get into a system where there's so many talented people. How did you guys keep check on kind of your expectations, but also what advice would you have to players in that kind of situation now?
I think it's just the nature of competition. When you, if any of us, which we're lucky enough, which I think we were, I don't know exactly, but to play underage when you leave school, it's just unbelievably competitive. So if you have any notions or expectations, they get kind of, the corners knocked off you pretty quick. In Leinster here specifically, there's the kind of sub-academy, well, there's the under-20s and then the sub-academy process, which you're challenged in different ways to what you would be in school. I think as well, you've mates outside of school are probably living a different lifestyle college-wise, so you're thrown kind of challenges from that perspective, so you got to figure it out and work hard, and then yeah, there's academy stuff down the line and what kicks on. So to answer your question, I don't think the expectation and that kind of gets worn off you pretty quick because you've got to knuckle down and work hard.
Yeah, Jack, you'd be no stranger to that. I was reading, there's a quote somewhere that you were talking about all the work you did while studying and training in the sub-academy, and you said, never the full article coming out of school, it's a dose of reality when you realise you're not as great as you thought you were. Is that just a 2018 Jack Conan speaking? Or was
did I say that,
little... did I? Yeah, you did. 2018 yeah. Irish Times. I'm not
I probably just listened to one of myself.
But is there a dose of that, skill. Like, you're coming off such a high and then it's really hard work?
Yeah, definitely. I like I don't know if that's verbatim now. You might have changed a few words up on that. But no, I think sitting here now at the ripe old age of 33, I don't think I ever thought it was, you know, you're in a small school and obviously you're like a bit of a big fish in a small pond kind of thing. And then, like, as Ringer said, like, you reality hits super harder when you come out and you realise that you're going into underage teams where the standard is so high. And you know, there's, I was, when I came out of school, there was a lot of really good back rowers who would have made into the academy and stuff ahead of me. So I did the year sub academy, as I mentioned. So I was under no illusion how hard I had to work to kind of make up ground on those lads, because they all went kind of straight in from school. So they all leapfrogged me a little bit. But yeah, like you get shown what you're made of, like in the underage and the sub academy. I know Dave Fagan was there when I was there, and he put a lot of lads through their paces and really made you see how much you wanted and how much you had to work for it. And I think that was not just the making for myself, but for a lot of lads who had to go through that process as well.
You've been in it most recently. There's a lot of talk now about kids coming out of school almost ready-made for like academy, sub-academy. How professional like was that setup that you were in? How seamless was that transition?
It's definitely, you know, very similar. I suppose the biggest change or challenge that you're probably faced with is, you know, you're almost doing it on your own once you leave school, because, you know, you go into school in fifth and sixth year at, you know, 7 in the morning, you have your gym, you have your whole day planned. So I suppose it's almost handed to you a bit. So I suppose the biggest challenge is once you leave school, it's, you know, you're on your own. You make sure you eat your meals at the right times, make sure you're up for training, you're going to training. So there's definitely, I suppose, a seamless enough transition in terms of the actual content. See, a lot of the coach side in school, like Emmett McMahon, Andy Skeen, they would have been coaching some of those you know, Leinster 18s or Leinster 19s teams at the time. So, you know, content be pretty similar. The actual, I suppose, program or whatever you want to call it is, you know, it's basically the same as what I'm doing now. You know, gym, pitch sessions, video sessions. So, you know, it's pretty similar in terms of that kind of thing. It's, you know, you'd only ramp up to detail that in terms of meetings and stuff now, but the actual program and how things are run is pretty much the same. Yeah,
just a little bit of study in between sometimes. Did you find it difficult to balance rugby and kind of being in sixth year and leaving cert and everything? Or
I think my life in Jersey is very different to the life in Michael's by the sound of it. Like, we didn't have much of that. Like, we were just tipping out there at half time, whatever, for 45 minutes doing a bit of training and stuff. There was no I think gym sessions and stuff like that, really.
Being involved from memory now, it's when the rugby is all finished, then you kind of
knuckle down.
Yeah, you had to knuckle down properly.
Did you have a similar, was it as big? No?
No, not really. Like, it was obviously a big deal to us when we were in sixth year and fifth year, what else, but like a small school, and I suppose we never had overly high hopes for success, even though we had like decent teams for our standard, whatever. So, like, just the sport was still great from the school, and you know, the whole most years would go to the games and stuff like that was brilliant. But I think, like, you wouldn't think St. Gerard's is like a big rugby school, so it wasn't like probably front and center of everything, but it was still like the sport was fantastic and everyone rallied around it, and you know, but it was like the same when the girls played hockey and stuff. We all went, and like they had far more success, and there would have been more girls, maybe not in my year, but in other years through school, there would have been other girls that played international hockey and stuff like that. So like, that was something we all supported as well. So it's when you're young and you're doing it with your mates, it's the be all and end all to you. Like, do you know what I mean? It's your own little world, and I suppose you have no real grasp of what's going on outside of it. So that's what's important to you. So meant a lot at the time, but I think it was, I don't know if everyone else probably thought it was as important as we did when we were there playing, but like, that was just our situation, us enjoying it, you know.
Would you have any advice to kids who might be listening to this, you know, who don't come from one of the bigger rugby schools but love the sport, dream of a future, but maybe don't have, you know, the massive support around them that some of the kids in Rock or Michaels would?
Well, if you look at the start in 23 of the last couple of weeks, then like, they're not all, it's a mix, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whether it's, you look at Frawls and stuff with clubs and Charlie Tector and the lads playing from, came from kind of not the big schools, we would say historically. So keep on enjoying it, keep on working hard, keep on asking questions. I think I look back now, I wish I'd kind of, because I was like good at certain things but then used to other things, but because there wasn't a really high standard around me, there probably wasn't that, like, someone being like, you need to improve on this, you need to improve on that. So keep on asking questions where you can improve on, how you can get better. And I think the most important thing is just enjoy it at that age. Don't be, I look back now and you think you've played in some of those big games in school and stuff and you're like, you know, a bit intimidated and a bit nervous and stuff like that. But like, if that's the only place your rugby career goes, like, that can be, and even now to me, I look back and some of the best days of my life, because you're doing it with your mates and you don't have the pressure of the world on you and everything else, and life's simple and easy. So just enjoy it, you know, make the most of it. It's a special time in your life, and then you're in the real world and things change pretty quickly, so don't waste it. Yeah,
reiterate what Jack said, enjoy it, work hard.
Yeah, probably don't take it too serious. Similar to the question you asked, is, you know, all consuming. It probably does feel like that when you're in it. So that's the exact same as two lads are saying, enjoy it, and, you know, make sure that, you know, if you do want to do it professionally, you know, make sure that you work hard and you keep enjoying it, and don't force yourself into something you don't want to do. That's the biggest thing, that's it.
So how do you feel that?
Sit inside you, yeah.
Might finish up and ask who's going to win.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Cheers.
All right, that is all from us in UCD here today. We hope you enjoyed watching and listening to Gary and the Two Jacks. And as always, a huge thank you to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Leinster Schools Cup. #NeverStopCompeting.